Global warming is real, and we have real stats to prove it. I'm DJ Sander, and we'll be back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Friday, January 9th, 2026, and we just heard One Time with Hot, Hot Dugo. No, we're not talking about me. I know I'm hot, but we're talking about the weather. If you thought last summer was unbearably hot, and if you're thinking this winter is milder than usual, you're probably right. Because according to a new climate change report from the Korea Meteorological Administration, extreme heat in Korea has surged dramatically over the past century. So looking at data from 1912 to 2024, researchers found that the number of heat wave days has more than doubled. That means days that daytime highs reach over 33 degrees Celsius increased from about 8 days a year in the 1910s to nearly 17 days in the 2020s. And what about nights? They're no longer a break from the heat. Oh no. The so-called tropical nights, or 열대야, when temperatures stay about 25 degrees Celsius even after sunset, have jumped more than fourfold. Yikes! Oh, 어쩐지. I thought I was like having 갱년기, you know, menopause, that I'm getting so hot, but it's indeed really hot at night. So these nights were fewer than 7 nights a year, but have jumped to around 28 during the same time period. Oh no. Another striking detail from the report is how heat waves used to be concentrated in one region before, but are now nationwide. In the past, North Gyeongsang province used to be the center of heat waves, but not anymore. Tropical nights, once mostly limited to the southern coast of and Jeju Island, have marched westward and now blanket most of the country. In terms of the nation's average temperature, it's been climbing about 0.21 degrees Celsius per decade, in fact. So compared to 15 degrees now, the average was around 12 degrees back in the early 20th century. The takeaway? Korea summers are longer, hotter, and climate change is no longer a future forecast. It's real and it's here. 어떡해. I don't like hot and heat and anything. I don't like winter either, so let's see. Oh my goodness. Anyway, we have this song which is so related to our situation. This is Wendy Yang Dae with One Summer, 그해 여름.
Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show.
Thanks, Brian Young. You are dismissed. Thank you. Let's take a song break before we move on. Here's a song by Yeonjun. This is Talk to You. Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. So let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. So do you think global warming might have been the reason why dinosaurs disappeared from Earth? Maybe not, but it was probably due to some kind of weather-related disaster, don't you think? We talked about newly found dinosaur eggs with Crystal's insight on Thursday's show. And if that piqued your curiosity about dinosaurs, let me tell you. Certain areas of Korea are actually teeming with dinosaur fossils and footprints. I did not know that. So as Korea's tourism officials think of ways to get visitors to stay in the country a bit longer, what about a visit to the southern regions and K-dinosaur land? Along Korea's southern coast, scientists have uncovered massive fossil sites, including dinosaur footprints, so important they're on UNESCO's tentative heritage list. And naturally, that's led to some truly impressive dinosaur museums. These places are not just for kids, but for everyone to enjoy history and nature. For example, there's Korea's largest dinosaur museum, the Haenam Dinosaur Museum. It's the only site in the world where dinosaur, pterosaur, and bird footprints were found together. Inside, you'll find life-size dinosaurs, real fossils, and interactive exhibits. Outside, a dinosaur park, trick art photo zones, and even a dinosaur swimming pool in summer. Yes, a dinosaur swimming pool! Woo! Another museum that's been built right next to actual fossil sites is the Gosong Dinosaur Museum. The fossil sites are home to over 5,000 dinosaur footprints. Here, you can actually dig for fossils, solve bone puzzles, and step outside to see dinosaurs overlooking the ocean. And the museum where you can learn and get a great view too, and perhaps take some pictures for your gram. If you thought dinosaurs were just for kids, think again. If you have ever dreamed of becoming a paleontologist, these museums will leave you impressed, whether you're a child or an adult. Or if just like me, if you like Jurassic Park, you definitely should visit that place. All right, let's take a song break. This is XOK with History. Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my PIC. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action! Nam Song is here in the studio to tell us all about K-dramas and films and her pick of related songs. Welcome to the studio!
Hello! Happy New Year, everybody. Nice to meet you, Xander, officially.
Nice meeting you. Happy New Year, too.
You know what? I was going to ask you an ice-breaking question, but we did have a little conversation right before we came into the studio, and he said that, yeah, I get along with Brian in that I like horror movies. This is where I don't get along with Brian in that I hate horror movies. So I was going to ask you, have you seen the movie Love Actually?
Love Actually? What's the story about? Is it the diary one?
No. Well, no, it's like a lot of different people coming out. It's very Christmassy. A lot of Koreans kind of say it's their favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, I know which one. Is it the poster with the red clothes, red dress?
Many different people's faces on it. And then, yeah, it's like different couples' stories all merged into one. Keira Knightley, Hugh Grant.
I don't think I watched it.
You know what? Okay, then it's good. Then you can't hate on it. Because
why?
It's one of Koreans' favorites and it's a classic. It's a holiday movie. But it's actually the movie I'm going to talk about today is basically like a Korean version of that.
Really?
It's like the Korean style Love Actually. And so it's multiple couples coming out, actually many different.
Uh-huh.
And it's a romance film. I don't know how you feel about romance.
Me? What's your favorite genre for movies and dramas?
So not horror.
No wonder Brian was like saying, I'm going to buy you a Chucky doll.
He kept saying that. And thankfully, he doesn't know my address yet. And
you should say yes. You know, it's so pizza. It's so expensive.
Oh, and sell it on
an
app?
Exactly. On this like carrot or whatever app.
Oh, I like how you
business
think.
Business mind.
Okay. I will take that advice for the future. For my birthday this year, that's what I will ask for. But anyways, this movie is far from that. It's romance. I enjoy a little drama, romance, historical drama.
Oh, Korean ones or the like Western ones too?
I like Western ones too. I like historical dramas and comedy. Yeah, I like comedy, family comedy. I like when it's really predictable. So this movie sat really well with me. But for those who really like that thrill, that anticipation and blood and guts, you're not going to like it.
I like dark stuff, you know.
Can
like
we
twists.
Next time we get a replacement for Brian, get someone who actually doesn't like hates
more
horror
brighter?
Anyway.
Next time you should find a girl called Kate Kim. She's like the Glinda of, you know.
I like everything bright. Wow.
Okay, yeah, I love her already. Let's have her. But anyways, going back to this movie, it's 14 different characters and 14 different characters, many different stories to follow. Their lives kind of intersect at this hotel. It's a luxury hotel called Hotel Emeralds, and it really explores different themes with love, regret, healing, second chances, human connection, etc. But when this came out, we really needed that. I feel like during COVID times, you just needed to feel good, maybe not think too deep about things. So this is when it came out. It was very comforting. I don't know, maybe you relieve stress and feel comforted by looking at watching zombie movies.
Exactly. Like for this drama, just to ask you, is there any like twist or any like all surprising plot or anything deep, or is everything like predictably just easy to watch?
It's very easy to watch, which is what I love. And I kind of like watching that kind of formula because I feel safe. I feel like, okay, no one's gonna die. No one's going to get stabbed. And yeah, so that's why I like it. But anyway, it kind of centers around that almost cliche theme about love. But when you talk about family and couples, and like, what's the favorite subject for all humans to talk about when they gather? It's about dating. It's about marriage.
Yeah,
it's
no, 결혼했니? Are you married?
언제 할 거니?
Ellen, babies. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Xander. So when are you gonna?
But this 14 different characters, I was expecting to be like, oh, you know, all these characters getting together, and oh, 갑자기. Oh, hey, that's my ex, actually.
Well, it's not that kind of, like, you know, dramatic thing, and then they all start pulling revenge plots on each other. Although that does sound kind of fun when there's 14 different characters.
Exactly, right?
Okay, it's like movie Knives ideas. Movie ideas. We're writing out our own ideas. We have a list of synopsis in our mind. We're shooting at Brian's house.
Oh, wow.
He said he would sponsor if we give money, which is not smart. But anyway,
돈 많잖아요.
많잖아요.
He's like the richest among us, so he should provide everything. Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that is the movie.
So this movie is like an easy to watch thing. I don't think I actually watched it. Love Actually. I heard a lot about it. I have no idea what it is about, and I did not know there are like 14 different characters.
I am so sorry. I didn't even tell you guys the title because I was so busy comparing it to Love Actually. But this one is actually called Happy New Year, which is why I brought it in today.
Oh.
It's the theme of New Year. It's winter. Yeah, so it's a year-end medley. That's the English title. But
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That's why.
The Korean title itself is like Happy New Year.
Year.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So happy. So I guess people can watch this for New Year and they won't feel too down or black,
yeah,
dark.
And then maybe it'll send you a message about how you should seize the day.
그거 보고 다시 연애할 생각. You know, my love cells might actually get ignited again.
Oh, maybe. Maybe those, if this is what you need.
And then next month I go, 피디님, 저 애기 났어요.
Okay, well, he skipped many traditional steps, but we don't judge. We congratulate him on his, you know, brave steps towards love and seizing destiny. Yes.
Anyway, so what's the first song leading us into today's segment then?
You know, they say love is all about timing. I mean, everything in life is about timing, they say. But you always have to be kind of on the same page in life. And so here is...
Oh my God, day six. Time of our life. 한 페이지가 될 수 있게. That was Time of Our Life, 한 페이지가 될 수 있게 by Day 6. And I don't know, speaking of timing, I don't think I have the good timing, but it's okay. I'm going to get this, you know, 대리만족 through this movie. And the movie we're talking all about is Happy New Year. Why do I feel so dark already about Happy New Year? So far, is your New Year good? So far, so good?
You know what? I was sick at the beginning. I started getting sick exactly on Christmas Day, and I was sick all throughout New Year. So, no, so far, 독감? It wasn't 독감, but I was like, this might as well be. Because remember during COVID, I don't know if you ever got it, but I couldn't taste anything. I couldn't smell anything. So,
oh, man.
So, not that great so far. But
결혼해서 그래. Because you're married, so your immune system gets lower.
Okay, I thought he was going to say, it's because all the great things already happened in my life. That's why you're getting sick.
Nah,
but,
and welcome to the 30s. That's
you know what?
Happening.
But there is a little bit of reasoning behind, not 결혼해서 그래, but because I have a kid and he goes to daycare.
Wait a minute, I did not know you have kids.
Okay, so I did. Okay, so
man,
Xander walked in today and it's like, oh, you're the girl with the husband. I'm like, that's
exactly,
right, my name is Niall. Nice to meet you. meet you.
Right, because Brian, like he mentioned last week on the show, he's like, I'm going to call your husband. And you were like joking, 1-1-2-2, blah, blah, blah. But I did not know you were a mom.
So, yes, I have a husband and a child, which explains me constantly getting sick. So, yes, there's an explanation for that. For
when the kids are sick, you're going to be sick and the other way around.
Constantly.
I
am the carrier of all viruses. Oh, man. So stay away if you want a healthy year.
Stay healthy, everybody. But I think that's just ectem. Just bad things happen and the rest of the year is
going to
be good.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. So for these people, Happy New Year, the title of the movie. I mean, hopefully good things happen. And yes, like I said, it's a heartwarming thing. So yes, it's a happy new year for them. Usually I go into the plot and I explain the characters and their names and things like that. But 14 different characters.
I know,
so
many.
It'll leave a better impression on you guys to mention the actors because so many big names all into this one movie, right?
진짜?
So many, right? So 14 different people, seven couples. So main one, Lee Dong-wook and Won Jin-ah. And we start off with Lee Dong-wook and Won Jin-ah. And they come out and he's the president of this hotel. So rich guy, yes, rich guy. And Won Jin-ah, she's the housekeeping. And so unlikely match, but then it's a Korean drama cliche, a rich guy and this girl. And then another couple is Kim Yong-kwang and Han Ji-min. Huge names, right? And they were longtime friends. And I said, will they not? Han Ji-min, she's a hotel manager. So it's the longtime friends thing that's happening. And Kang Han-eul, yes, these names just keep flowing.
Oh my God,
right?
This is like a high budget movie.
Yeah, so just with the names that I mentioned, you might as well just take a look because, I mean, yeah, they spent a lot of money.
Star-studded.
Yeah, Kang Han-eul, he comes out as this guy who's trying to pass his 공무원 exam or the civil servant exam. And he keeps failing and he has a girlfriend, but he gets dumped. I feel like a lot of people can relate to, you know, long term of, you know, trying to get a job, but then doesn't work out. So he's depressed at the end of the year, beginning of the year. But he keeps getting these mysterious morning calls, just waking him up. And of course, like, that's his destiny waiting. I won't tell you who.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. But Yuna of Seonjoseode, yes.
Wow, 진짜 많다.
Just keeps coming at you, right? And she's a hotelier. She's in this as well. Lee Hae-young, Jung Jin-young. They're elderly actors who, older actors who meet for the first time after 40 years. And it's like, it's the whole like first love, but then we couldn't make it work. And then they meet again. He's the doorman and she's, you know, she comes from abroad and they run into each other. So a lot of love tensions and like not fully fulfilled love, right? And then this one comes, I feel like it's a straight homage back to Love Actually, because there are characters like this in that movie. Seo Kang-jun and Lee Kwang-soo.
Oh my God, enough. Now, that's already over the budget for a movie.
Yeah. And it's like, we're not even done yet, but Seo Kang-jun and Lee Kwang-soo, Lee Kwang-soo, I'm so sorry. Lee Kwang-soo. They come out as singer and manager, and I thought it was kind of fitting because he's a radio DJ, and it's kind of in that scene right there. But you kind of see the dynamics between the two of them, and I guess it's not just like romantic love necessarily. There's colleagues, there's families, first love. We're not done yet. There's Cho Jun-young and Won Ji-an, they're students, and so you get to kind of take a look at, you know, that kind of puppy love you have when you're in high school. Right. So there's that. And then last but not least, Lee Jin-wook, and he is this guy who is always on a blind date every single week at this hotel. So all of this is happening surrounding this hotel. Hey, I sold it. Wow.
재밌다.
I did a good job selling this to him. Anyway, but they're kind of, like I said, just like that prototype Love Actually. You know, there's a series kind of Love Actually surrounding, because that one's more Christmassy, and this is Happy New Year. But I think in Hollywood, they also have Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. Have you heard of these? I think Taylor Swift comes out in one of them too. So it's like they try to cast as many like
stars,
big names, and just kind of intertwine them into this plot. But anyway, all of these couples are connected in some ways, but you may not know exactly why yet, but you have to watch and find out. So in terms of the plot, it's really not that complicated. Like I said, they're all just trying to find love, really trying to find that warmth, or, you know, overcoming barriers to really take that step forward and seize that.
Oh, 근데 like by just seeing what is like actors, actresses here, I think I want to watch it.
You won't get bored because right? you're like, oh my gosh, this person's, oh, what? And then the movie's over.
I know. And the second thing is like my sister, I have a sister, older sister, she actually works in a hotel.
Oh.
So I could relate. Maybe I should watch it with her.
You should watch it together.
She's
yes.
She's probably going to be like, hey, you don't go. That never happens in real life.
Maybe it might happen to you. Wait, what's your sister's name?
Always on a blind date every week in a hotel.
You know what? It takes that amount of effort to make it work. But yeah, anyway, I kind of enjoyed it because it's kind of the Korean twist to this omnibus type holiday movie.
Nice. Mm. It's not too heavy, easy to watch. It's not heavy. Probably good to start our year, actually.
Yeah.
So if anybody is like interested, remember this is called Happy New Year or the English title of it. I believe it's a year-end medley, is it?
That's right.
봐야 되겠다. So, all right. We have like two more songs here to listen. And what kind of songs do we have?
So these are all love-themed, but for lovers who are starting out and for lovers who are hesitant. So all just centered around how you feel and what you should do. Seize it.
Oh my goodness.
Can you
I'm already being
them?
The love Grinch here right now. But, I should play Johnny or all this thing, but here we're going to listen to some lovey-dovey song. The first one is 잔나비 with For Lovers Who Hesitate, 주저하는 연인들을 위해. And the next one is How and Jay with Perhaps Love. 사랑인가요?
그대나.
That was How and Jay with Perhaps Love, 사랑인가요? And before that, it was 잔나비 for Lovers Who Hesitate, 주저하는 연인들을 위해. Oh my god, the last song. PBD was like, say, how do you guys even know Perhaps Love's? That's so popular.
I mean, okay, I know you guys all keep saying, oh, Niall's so young, but I'm just in comparison younger. But I grew up watching Gung. I read Gung as a comic book.
Right.
Like, I'm
OG
a fan.
Classic drama.
Exactly.
When it comes to K-drama, it's Gung.
And they made remakes of the song too. So
right.
Yes, what a classic.
Very popular song here. Anyway, we're here with now on our Friday K-Film and Drama segment, Lights, Camera, Action! So what is the true or false statement of the day?
So I usually do this end of the segment, either like kind of balance question, would you rather true or false, or pick something out of the movie. So here's the true or false statement. You can say it's true or false, but is love really all about timing? 사랑은 타이밍이다. Is there such thing as right person, wrong time? Or are you making excuses? Or, you know, many movies kind of focus on that. So what do you think? True or false?
I'll count to three 같이 하자. True or false?
Oh, 잠깐만. Wait, okay. I don't know an answer. Hold on. One.
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. True.
Oh,
we are on the same page.
So in some ways, this is kind of like it's timing. Maybe you could see it as, you know, it's destiny or it's not. But
why don't you tell me you're a 연애 선배? You're even married and have kids already.
Am I 연애 선배 though? Maybe 결혼 선배. I don't know how many people you dated. Oh, thank you.
I dated? No, I didn't. I have really bad luck. I don't even mind talking about it here.
Okay, how
many? I met so many billions of people, but none of them work out. So I guess it's just me. So I'm a Christian, FYI.
Oh.
But I'll just, out of curiosity, I went for 사주팔자.
Oh, I feel like Brian has talked about this too. Isn't Brian also Christian? But
oh, me and you, we did talk about it.
사주팔자, and yeah. I was like...
And they were like saying that, oh, it's like, it's just statistics, right? So they were like saying that,
But do you guys really fit the statistics? I mean, you guys are, you know, celebrities in Korea. In terms of statistics, I feel like you guys went up against all odds possible.
I mean, there are a lot of, like, for my birthday, it's like 1988, July 29. Thank you. I know
July
I look young.
July 29. He looks like my younger brother. I'm 93, so you look like you're...
감사합니다.
Like, yeah.
Because I'm still not... 품절 안 돼서, I'm not sold out, so I have to keep myself young. Anyway, so they were like saying, my 사주팔자, like, oh, you have no luck in love, so just 그냥 일하세요. Just keep working. I'm like, oh, thank you.
I think I'm actually more on the side of you got to make it happen. Go do a blind date at this hotel once a week until
really?
You find someone.
I agree. You have to put effort, but...
I think it really depends on your goals in life. And not to say like getting married was my only goal in life, but I always wanted to get married very young. This was me. I got married at like 27 Korean age, maybe 25 international age. But I actually originally thought I was gonna get married when I was 21. I don't know.
Really?
Because all my friends from high school, they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get married to my high school sweetheart. And I was like, oh, me too. But then it doesn't work out with Korean guys because they all go to the military.
And when they come out and they're like settled, it's already like 27, 28. 28 and then 30, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But for me, my goal was to get married before, like when I was like 30. I was like telling myself since young, oh, when I'm 30, I'm going to be married. When I'm like 33, I'm going to have kids. And when I'm like 40-something, I'm going to go clubbing with them. None of this happened.
Hit me up after the show. I'll give you a few numbers. I have some single friends.
근데 now I'm like so used to being alone. I can't have even somebody like sleeping next to me.
It's okay. They can have a separate bed.
Oh, yeah! Ouch.
This is adults dating, adults getting married.
Yeah, actually, a lot of married couples do that anyway.
For quality of sleep? I don't know. Maybe. But anyway,
going back to true or false.
Love is timing. I think you make that timing. You decide, oh, this is more priority in my life. So you kind of make that timing. So, yeah, maybe if great opportunities in your career comes up and you value that a little more, then your love with the timing for... was love and timing was for the job.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes I believe like when you meet somebody, sometimes that person is, oh, we click, we're okay, but that person is already dating somebody else.
Oh.
Bad timing. Mm. Or sometimes when actually both click, but your situation once you're like, oh, I'm like, I'm struggling with my job and I don't think I could focus on any dating things. And oh, bad timing.
Ah, in terms of that. So
timing 맞다. I think it's correct.
But yeah, I think it has to, it really takes a lot for two people to agree to be together.
Right?
And so in terms of your circumstances, yeah, maybe your job is difficult at the moment, or maybe you don't have a job at the moment, but if you can kind of get on the same page.
Exactly.
Same page and say, hey,
I'm going to support
nothing else matters.
Right.
Yes, that's how you can just tie the knot. They say you get married when you don't know anything about the world and you're just not really sure. That's basically what I did.
부럽다, you know. For our listeners, let us know what you feel also. Do you think it's like really true or false about, you know, love is all about timing?
Hmm.
You could disagree with us. You could be like, oh, it's all about hard working. I work hard for my wife or husband, blah, 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 this kind. Yeah, you can go against us. I love it.
All right.
So what is our last song for today?
So to end on a more positive note, and we talk about, oh yeah, when you first meet someone, 콩깍지 씌었다 in Korean, when you have things, I guess, 콩깍지 씌었다, and it's basically in English, it's like prettier. We say, oh, it's rose-colored glasses, you're in love, everything looks pink, and the French take on it, of course, Edith Piaf, La Vie en Rose, and that's one of the songs, but it's a Korean take on it.
Oh, I love how you pronounce this in French.
Ah, merci.
La Vie en Rose. Did you learn French?
Long story short, yes, I grew up in a French-speaking country.
Wow, really? Ooh, la, la. C'est magnifique.
Ah, merci.
Ah, merci. Ah. That's it. That's all I know about it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to everyone who is listening who may be French.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
And I'm going to see you next week. Mm. Checking out, here is Eyes One with La Vie en Rose. All right, that's it for us today. Taking us out, here's Imujin with When It Snows, 눈이 오잖아, featuring Haze. Our producer is Choi Rong-kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. And I'm Alexander of UKIS. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.